Joining us this morning, El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller is here, president of the board. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Thanks for coming in today.
I'm always happy to be here.
Yes, and we have so much to talk about. A lot has been going on. First, though, I would love, if you don't mind, since we're just a week from it, the election. And as we saw, there was, you know, the defeat of CC on the state level. I don't think that was a surprise to a lot of folks.
I don't think it was a surprise either, but I think there were a lot of folks out there that thought that election could go either way. Mm-hmm. But I think the voters in the state of Colorado have proved once again that, number one, they don't want to send their money to Denver and then have the folks in Denver figure out how to redistribute it back to the rest of the state. And number two, if you're going to ask for Tabor overages or ask for tax increases, you better be specific about how you're going to spend the dollars.
Yeah, it was a little vague, I think. And I think that was possibly a turnoff for a lot of folks.
Well, absolutely. I think I was certainly opposed to it. And one of the biggest reasons I was opposed to it was they said, look, we're going to put a third of this money to transportation, a third to higher ed, and a third to K-12. There were no guardrails associated with that at all. That could have completely gone out the door in subsequent years.
Well, and as we've seen around here, when Tabor money is asked for, it's very specific and it seems to be successful. Like, here's exactly where that Tabor money is going, what it's going to be used for.
We're
going
to put it in these road projects at this time and do these things with it. And I think that is why people locally tend to support those things a lot more than they support them at the state level.
Now, the county, as far as the Tabor refund, you guys decided not to retain that money this year or ask to retain that money this year.
Yeah, so independent of what was happening at the state level and what happened at the city level here, the county had about a $4 million Tabor overage this year. We decided that we were not going to keep that and we were going to refund it to the voters. So that'll be done on property taxes. It won't be much and people probably won't even realize it's happening. But we at the county thought, after all of the opportunities and folks asking for all sorts of money at the state and municipal level, we decided it was time to give the citizens a break and return that money.
Now let's jump back to the election. Were you surprised about DD?
Yeah, I'm still not sure I understand how to process that one at this moment in time. I think I knew it was going to be close and it was going to go either way. It looks like it ended up passing, but just by a whisker margin. So we'll see what that holds
that
for
brings.
The voters or for the citizens.
Absolutely. I do want to talk about, and this has been in the works for quite some time. This has been a state CDOT, El Paso County, Colorado Springs. I'm sure agencies and people involved. And a huge grant has been awarded to us, to the county, to help with roads and especially more specifically towards military roads and road projects leading into our military installations. This is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what Renee's talking about is an $18.3 million grant we got from the federal government. It's called a BUILD grant, and it's going to help us work on four projects, road projects related to military installations. So, for example, a couple of them, we're going to be working on Highway 94 as it goes out to Schriever Air Force Base, and we're going to be working on Gate 19 at Fort Carson and then some more work there near 115 as it goes into Fort Carson. But this is a hugely collaborative effort. It takes all hands on deck in order to make sure something like this gets accomplished. And a couple of folks that I want to give a shout out to. It was a CDOT grant. It was written, though, by El Paso County, and in particular, our county engineer, Jennifer Irvin. She did such a great job writing that grant and many others. But the city of Fountain had a huge role in making sure that this grant was awarded to our region. And also, I can't say enough about our federal delegation here. You know, every time I'm in Washington, D.C., and I go maybe three or four times a year, I am always there, either bugging one of the executive agencies, and in particular, in this case, I visited with USDOT several times about this grant. I think they got tired of seeing me coming.
Great way to make a point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that you got to show up in face and make sure you're advocating for what's important in your region. But more importantly, all of the work that our federal delegation did, in particular, Senator Cory Gardner, was outstanding. I don't think we would have gotten this grant without Senator Gardner, and certainly a lot of help from Congressman Lamborn as well.
Well, and it's critical, isn't it, to get these road. Not only are our installations expanding as far as growth, but then there's the talk of Space Command coming here. And that is also, I'm sure, kind of a tipping. Was it kind of a tipping point in this process?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think, the military means so much to our region. And certainly as we're working to get that U.S. Space Command coming here, we want to be able to showcase all of our military installations and make sure that we're providing the infrastructure necessary to safely access those military installations as well. And I'm sure that had a lot to do with it. And I think it's been an absolutely great thing for us. And I look forward to, you know, getting back to D.C., fighting for more of our dollars to come back to our region in the future.
And do we know when there's kind of a timeline for these projects to start kind of getting underway?
Yeah, one of the things, and I don't know exact start dates of these projects in particular, but one of the things I know about this administration, they don't like to wait. Dollars get awarded, they want shovels in the ground. So I think that we'll see a movement on these as early as the early part of next year.
Perfect. Do you have time to stick around for one more break?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll have more with El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller next on KRDO News Radio. This morning, we're talking with El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller. And of course, Commissioner, today is Veterans Day. We are, I believe, being a native, we are so privileged to live in such an incredible city with five military installations and veterans that if they're stationed here, they come back here. I mean, really, we are.
Yeah, we have one of the largest populations of retired veterans of anywhere living in the country, and I think that's for a couple of reasons. I think number one, Colorado Springs, El Paso County is a great place to live.
Right.
Just plain and simple. But I think that we also take care of our veterans very well.
Yeah.
You know, the El Paso County Veteran Services Center services veterans every single day, and if you're a veteran out there looking for services, need some help, please go to our website and look at the El Paso County Veteran Services Center, and we can do a lot to help you along. But we have a lot of nonprofits in the community as well that do a tremendous amount for the veterans in our region. I sit on the Mount Carmel Board of Directors, and Bob McLaughlin and those folks do such a great job making sure that they help with transitioning services. They help with veterans that are homeless. We have a huge problem with homeless population amongst veterans. He helps them get transitional housing and move into once again becoming productive members of society.
Yeah, and it really is. I mean, we have an incredible community that embraces our military members, veterans, and their families, and that's fantastic. You're on the board for Mount Carmel. We work with them extensively. Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as a veteran myself, I spend a lot of time thinking this time of year when we come around to Veterans Day about all the folks that I served with, and had an opportunity to deploy to Baghdad, Iraq, and prosecute insurgents there several years ago. And I'll tell you, I deployed with some of the absolute best people that you'll ever meet in this entire world. And, you know, they've done so much to sacrifice for our freedoms at home here so we can be on a local radio show and speak our mind. And, we certainly owe all of the veterans that have served a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, El Paso County Commissioner Mark. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
Okay, it is now 7:50, KRDO's Morning News.